Okay, so everyone knows Shavuos tonight, there's a very big minhag in Klai Yisrael to stay up. Personally, some years I do, some years I don't. My Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita told me last week on the way back from a wedding, that he personally doesn't because it takes away from his whole yontif, because then the whole day he is just very tired, he's with the family, this and that. But you know, every single person has to evaluate and calculate based on his own on your own level what you're able to do. Some people stay up, you know, for 3-4 hours, whatever you're able to do. But if you do stay up, there's a very long minhag where everyone knows that we have to be, you have to hear Berachos Torah from someone who did go to sleep, right? That's why you can't start davening until someone comes to Vesikin, someone to be able to say Berachos Torah. Someone came to observe with the following question. He said he was on a bus from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, and you'll see next year a bus from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. It's not a 5-minute drive, it's more like a 45-minute drive. So you come with a Sefer, you come with an iPod, whatever it is, and this guy sits down, and who is starting to learn, and who's sitting right next to him? Sitting right next to him is a Jew without a kippah, and he also happens to be a cop. He has the whole garb of a Israeli police officer. And he says he's reading a paper, and he sees on his badge it says one word, Yisrael. You know, you never want to get involved with any police officer, but with an Israeli police officer, you know, sometimes it could be a very little gurdik. But it happened to be this person, this Jew who was learning, he said, you know, I'm learning. I want to see, maybe I could try to influence this the police officer. I see that he's wearing a badge that says Yisrael on it. So I asked him, like, excuse me, sir, do you know? Yeah, he said, do you know like what the word Yisrael means? Like what is Yisrael? He's like, sure, I know Yisrael. Yisrael stands for the Reshi Tevos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, which is brought down by Rabbeinu Ephraim al Torah. That the word, I mean, it's not the Zohar. The Zohar says Yesh Ribo Shishim Osis the Torah. But the Mamash, this Israeli police officer is telling him, so yeah, I once hearing Yisrael stands for Yaakov, Yitzchak, Sora, Rivka, and he last Mamash starts listing off all the Abbas and Imos. They talk for a couple more minutes, and the guy he wishes him well, and he gets off the bus. He then realizes, my gosh, I don't know if this guy said, I don't know if this police officer said Berachos Torah. So was I now over an Isser for bringing up, asking him if he knew what the word Yisrael meant? Was I over Lifnei Iver? Maybe because he didn't say Berachos Torah. So what, did I do something wrong? So very first of all, we all know, if you ever talked to Israeli cab drivers, they're all holding in like you know, Zohar or whatever. You know, they always give it always the best different Torah. So that's just a side note. I remember like 2 or 3 different Torah, and they all say they drove Rav Shlomo Zalman around, and it's all the same guys. So because I'm nice to go to a Zohar and say what did I do something wrong by engaging in Torah with him? So he said, I once asked my father in Rav Yashiv 2 days in a row with Rav Yashiv, and he said at the end of the day, the police officer didn't have in mind that right now I'm going to learn of Shinatam Levanech V'Dibartavam. Right now I'm learning Torah. Right? He was just casual conversation talking about Torah with this fellow over here. Right? He wasn't trying to be mechayev. The whole Indian, why a person has to say Berachos Torah before, because you want to be able to learn Torah, because it's the permission slip, or it's the pump up speech to be able to say, wow, every day I get to do something, an amazing thing, I'm going to say Berachos Torah. But this guy is not having, he's just doing it stam. So therefore, maybe we could say that it's okay. He then ends off, he says that Rav Yashiv told him otherwise in another separately, that Berachos Torah itself is a mitzvah itself. Why is it inside? Shekaimas mitzvah, shekiyamas mitzvah, levarach shlifnei shalom dem Torah. Right? We know the Gemara says that I think the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't say Berachos Torah before learning Torah, right? So not just a very serious thing. However, he listens to what Rav Yashiv says. Aval im efshar levarach, but if it's impossible to make a bracha, kigon shelo zocher ma mevarachim ala, like for example, sometimes you don't remember if you made a bracha on it, ain't it so limo, right, Mayor? If you forgot one morning that if you didn't make Berachos Torah or not, that's not like an isra for the rest of the day for you not to learn. The imkain, if this is so, shelo nitzin levakish me'ashotu b'shalav zeh sheivarach, if you're not going to ask the cop, this police officer, if he made a bracha or not, which would be the very inappropriate thing, we'll add that to an end. Odif Shiyamad Velois Batame Torah Hagam Shalom Birach. He sent Rav Zilberstein ends up saying, it's better you just learn Torah and not even get involved, not get involved, because at the end of the day, it could be that it's not, that really is not so pashut. You know, Rav Yashiv started off saying that it could be the beginning, that he didn't have the correct mindset to be able to learn Torah, so therefore it would be okay. But Rav Zilberstein said, because it might be that Berachos Torah itself is a chafzer shal mitzvah, it's a mitzvah itself, it might be that you just continue learning. But I think the lesson at the end of the day is very apropos. Can you imagine you be on the bus and you ask, "Hey, sir, I want to engage in Torah. Can you just say these Hebrew words in the Siddur, for example?" Like, the guy would pop you in the face, he'd take out his gun and smack you. Parent and uncle known. I was pulled over by a cop on Sunday morning. Probably the nicest cop I ever met in my life. Usually cops happen to be a little gvur dick. This guy, Mamar, is the nicest guy in the world. You're going to start asking him if he made Berachas Torah or not? Like, every single person has to be, you have to have a head. Just the last thing, there's a famous Ramah. The Ramah says, you're not allowed to give someone a piece of food if you know they're not going to make a bracha on it. Rosh HaMazamin passes the exact opposite. Rosh HaMazamin said, nowadays, if you wouldn't give a piece of food to someone because they wouldn't give a bracha, that's a sin itself. That's an averis. So this is Rosh HaMazamin going against the Ramah. So Bez Hashem, we have to be the cognizant that it's all about the Torah. If anyone has read Rabbi Mansur, it's all about Ben Adam Lamokum, but it's also Ben Adam Lachaver. Rabbi Mansour said, you can't have bread without flour and water. If you're just going to be a Ben Adam Lamokum Jew, you can't just have flour. You also has got to be bread and water. So Bez Hashem should be zochet to have bread and water in our Avodas Hashem, Ben Adam Lamokum, Ben Adam Lachaver, and specifically when we're involved in our Ben Adam Lachaver, be sensitive and cognizant. Bez Hashem is Baruch Shkoyach.